FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. With just hours to spare, Congress Saturday night finally passed a stopgap spending bill. President Biden signing it late in the evening, saying the near government shutdown should never have happened.
The president issued a statement saying it's good news for the American people that the House and Senate voted to keep the government open. He said it means active duty troops will continue to get paid, women and children will receive nutrition assistance, and more. But Mr. Biden blamed House Republicans for what he called a manufactured crisis, faulting them for not living up to the budget deal he struck with Speaker McCarthy.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. But before the Senate voted earlier on Saturday, Minority Leader McConnell disagreed.
The alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually set them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships.
The bill keeps the government open until November 17th. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak. Well, it's the camps of people who have certain areas of responsibility or advisory authority over this issue.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Indonesia preparing to launch Southeast Asia's first high-speed railway, a key project under China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. The 88.4 railway beginning commercial operations Monday, connecting Jakarta, the capital, with Bandung, the heavily populated capital of West Java province. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Remnants from three aircraft carriers sunk during the World War II Battle of Midway have been found deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Remote submersibles operating 3 miles below the surface this month showed the Akagi and Kaga, two of Japan's four aircraft carriers, sunk during the June 1942 battle. It also shows the USS Yorktown revealing its damage from extremely high heat and how the crew tried to save the ship. One of the last surviving U.S. sailors, Julian Hodges, at age 100, teared up as he watched the online streaming presentation of the video, saying, "I just hate it to see my ship torn up like that." George Williams reporting.
The Navy begins random testing of its special ops forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs come November. The Army reportedly plans to follow suit, although they've not released any timetable as to when they'll do that. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A search for the remains of victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre has ended.
Authorities say 59 graves have been found, 7 sets of remains exhumed, which have been taken to an on-site forensic lab. There, an effort to identify them and determine the cause of their deaths. Those remains were found in simple wooden boxes, as described in accounts of burials at the time. As many as 300 black citizens were killed in the Tulsa riots. Jason Walker reporting.
Talk shows on Sunday. ABC's This Week welcomes Shalanda Young, director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. On CNN's State of the Union, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida behind the microphones. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. With just hours to spare, Congress Saturday night finally passed a stopgap spending bill. President Biden signing it late in the evening, saying the near government shutdown should never have happened.
The president issued a statement saying it's good news for the American people that the House and Senate voted to keep the government open. He said it means active duty troops will continue to get paid, women and children will receive nutrition assistance, and more. But Mr. Biden blamed House Republicans for what he called a manufactured crisis, faulting them for not living up to the budget deal he struck with Speaker McCarthy.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. But before the Senate voted earlier on Saturday, Minority Leader McConnell disagreed.
The alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually set them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships.
The bill keeps the government open until November 17th. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak. Well, it's the camps of people who have certain areas of responsibility or advisory authority over this issue.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Indonesia preparing to launch Southeast Asia's first high-speed railway, a key project under China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. The 88.4 railway beginning commercial operations Monday, connecting Jakarta, the capital, with Bandung, the heavily populated capital of West Java Province. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Remnants from three aircraft carriers sunk during the World War II Battle of Midway have been found deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Remote submersibles operating 3 miles below the surface this month showed the Akagi and Kaga, two of Japan's four aircraft carriers sunk during the June 1942 battle. It also shows the USS Yorktown revealing its damage from extremely high heat and how the crew tried to save the ship. One of the last surviving U.S. sailors, Julian Hodges, at age 100, teared up as he watched the online streaming presentation of the video, saying, "I just hated to see my ship torn up like that." George Williams reporting.
The Navy begins random testing of its special ops forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs come November. The Army reportedly plans to follow suit, although they've not released any timetable as to when they'll do that. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A search for the remains of victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre has ended.
Authorities say 59 graves have been found, 7 sets of remains exhumed, which have been taken to an on-site forensic lab. There, an effort to identify them and determine the cause of their deaths. Those remains were found in simple wooden boxes, as described in accounts of burials at the time. As many as 300 black citizens were killed in the Tulsa riots. Jason Walker reporting.
Talk shows on Sunday. ABC's This Week welcomes Shalanda Young, director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. On CNN's State of the Union, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida behind the microphones. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated storms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 60, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 overnight. We should top off around 82 tomorrow. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
rest of ladies. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the field of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine.
Country. I can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar, a Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl. Still loves Jesus.
One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Dylan Scott with Can't Have Mine got me coming away from Taylor Swift. Yes, we'll probably see her on TV today. We've got her boyfriend. We'll get her coming up right after John Park.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Something wrong. I say nothing. I was just thinking how we don't have a
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Featuring Lainey Wilson on that one. It's Save Me. Jelly Roll has inspired a lot of people, and one of those people is artist LV Shane, which we haven't heard from in a while. He had that big hit, My Boy. Hopefully we can hear something from him pretty soon. But anyway, LV Shane getting behind more causes now, using his influence and his voice to bring more attention, just like Jelly Roll has, to prisons and prison reform and rehabilitation centers. And at first, he was a little upset that Jelly Roll was doing that because he thought he had the idea first, but he didn't have the, quote, backbone to get it done. And now he feels inspired by Jelly Roll, just like a lot of other people are, too.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQL.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $3,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $3,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com.
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. throw a little money in the plate, it turns. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy. It's all about, find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work, and throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep, and add a few limbs to your family tree, and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt. You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it, cause he ain't making any more of it. So buy dirt. Find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work, and throw a little money in the plate at church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy dirt.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
So
Kelsey Ballerini, if you go down, I'm going down too, and Netflix has gone down. Now, I'm not talking about the streaming service or the business, but they shipped out their final DVDs the other day. And get this, the customers who ordered them, they actually get to keep them. There are fewer than a million people who still subscribe to the DVD by mail plan. Netflix mailed it out its first DVD back in 1998. You know what that was? Beetlejuice. I'm only going to say it once.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 overnight. We should top off around 82 tomorrow. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. To just pass the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be. After my last breath, bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines. Yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that. What shoes y'all put on my feet? I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines. Yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia. Georgia. Check this out. For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines. Yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay. Remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Out the door.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl. Well, there were lots of girls on stage the other night for the Miss USA pageant, and history was made from Miss Arizona, Candace Canavelle. She was the first law enforcement officer to compete in the pageant, kind of like Sandra Bullock did in Miss Congeniality, although Candace says she's not undercover for anything.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Like she was made for moving on. That girl is going on.
I love the music.
I wouldn't know what's in the end. It wasn't what he did, no. It was what he didn't.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Chicken fried,
on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow, and my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. Precious child, and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die. The ones that give their lives so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, a lot to see the song. Precious child, and no mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. We would roll.
rattle down them